I grew up in a church that the minister always had to yell into the microphone, "Good morning," for people to sit down and stop talking. So you just made me think I was back at Central United Church in Weston, because that's what everybody did every Sunday morning. And so welcome to worship today. It's good to see everyone here. It's good that there's the energy. It's good that you want to talk to each other. But sit down. It's time for worship. My name is Ruth, and I'm the Minister of Community Engagement here at Rosedale United Church. Joining me in leadership today is Reverend Dr. Kristen Phillipson, our Minister of Worship and Spiritual Care, and our Music Director, Dr. Sarah Svensson, and our amazing choir. They have some amazing music today. It's good to be together today. Thank you for being here and helping us form this community this morning. We hope this time will help you feel connected to the community and to faith, and that this will be a nourishing and refreshing moment. If this is your first Sunday here, a special welcome to you. This Sunday, we have, after worship, we have a video of Gordon Lightfoot, who passed away this past week, and we have been remembering him fondly all week, and his connection to Rosedale United Church. And we actually have a video of him after worship of the last time he sang here on Christmas Eve, singing Ring Dem Bells. So we'll be showing that. That's the one good thing about the pandemic. We actually got to film Christmas Eve, and now we have Gordon Lightfoot on video singing. So blessings, silver linings in a pandemic. So that will be our call to gather for the special presentation of the strategic plan of the Hub, the Center for Human Flourishing. Our coffee and tea will be right here, and there will be a very special snack after worship as well. We're so thankful to the Piplano family. There's cake in honor of Sandra and Jim's 65th wedding anniversary. Sadly, neither of them are here. They both have COVID. So we wish them well. Apparently, they're feeling okay thanks to the vaccines. Is that still correct, family? Yes. And we're also honoring in memory of David Poblano, who died in 2004. What an amazing human being, and we give thanks for his life as we celebrate with these flowers and are in memory of him today. Many, many days of celebration and thanks. If you are here with kids, please make yourself at home. It's okay to stand up and move to the back if you need to. We have an area at the back where there's coloring and books that you can sit in the back. And we have a program downstairs with kids. Is it Emma back there? Emma, give a wave. So Emma is going to, part in our service, when the blessing of our learning, Emma will be taking the kids downstairs to their program. Elementary school kids can stay in. There are activity packs at the back as well, and have books and coloring and kaleidoscope and all kinds of games in it as well. So kids can stay in as well. Rosedale United Church is a hub supporting human flourishing in this community and in our city. In your bulletin, you will see a climate justice events right there. And so there's another one this Wednesday and another one the following Wednesday. It's from our North Toronto Green Team. And so they are there in your bulletin. There was an event last Wednesday, and we're still waiting for the recording of that event. And so that will be available in our Keeping in Touch newsletter when it's made available to us. It hasn't been made available to us yet. Perhaps they're waiting for the entire series before they present all the videos. Rosedale United Church is an affirming congregation. This is a community for people of all ages, gender identities, sexualities, family configurations, and backgrounds. And we acknowledge today, as we call ourselves to worship, that we do so on land stewarded by our Indigenous siblings for a millennia. We acknowledge the centrality of this land to the spirituality and identity of the Mississaugas, the Anishinaabe, the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, and the Wendat. Let us now prepare our hearts and minds for worship.
Friends, I invite us to stand in body or in spirit and to join together in our call to worship. Come and gather round in this holy time of song and prayer, word and silence. Come, great Creator, and be with us in this time of community. Amen. And as we're standing, I invite you to turn to the neighbors who are around you, offer a greeting of peace. The words are, peace be with you, and the response is, and also with you.
Peace, my friend. You're going to do great. You're on it.
And let us join our voices in song. We're singing, Be Still My Soul, verses 2 and 3.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Ever-present God, you are the creator of a technicolor universe. Inspiration flows from every sunset and rainbow, and we are moved to create. We are in the season of Easter, the season of resurrection, that says this is our home, and our home is good. There is a new creation bursting forth right here in the middle of this one, and there is a new heaven and a new earth coming together. We give thanks that through the resurrection of Jesus, something new is being created. Is bursting forth. This new life is as close as the breath you just took and the breath you're about to take. We give you thanks, O God, for the inhale and exhale of new life and new creation. We have a new promise of resurrection found in Jesus, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, verses 2 to 10. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow into salvation. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good, come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, See, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. This honor, then, is for you who believe, but for those who do not believe. The stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of the corner, and a stone that makes them stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word, and they were destined to do. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the excellence of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you have not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. This is a witness of the early church. Thanks be to God. In these ancient words, may me hear wisdom for living today.
The scripture talks about the cornerstone of the foundation. So what are the cornerstones of your life? What are the living stones that have built your life? Sarah is going to play, and you can light a candle in honor and in memory of someone, or in reflection. You can give an offering to the life and work of the church. There is a wooden box that's at the back for your offering. We offer the work of our hands and the love of our hearts, the gift of God as a blessing for the world. Let us take a moment of reflection. incredible. Just incredible.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be transforming, O God, on this day of resurrection. Amen. In the Message translation of the scripture that Pam read from 1 Peter, we can hear a different variation on the living stone. Hear these words. Welcome to the living stone, the source of life. The workman took one look and threw it out. God set it in the place of honor. Present yourselves as building stones for the construction of a sanctuary vibrant with life, in which you'll serve as the holy priest, offering Christ-approved lives up to God. Present yourselves as building stones for the construction of a sanctuary vibrant with life. We are the building stones of this vibrant sanctuary. This sanctuary where people come to exhale, to inspire and be inspired, and to create something new. Living stones are the building blocks that have brought us to this place and this time. Living stones are the rocks of our foundation, the cornerstone of our lives. If you look at any stone doorway, at the top point is a keystone. Keystones are those odd-shaped stones that many stonemasons reject for walls and fences. My family had a cottage in the upper Ottawa Valley, and our cottage was built on Canadian shield, pre-Cambrian shield, which is among the oldest rock on Earth, 2.4 to 4.2 billion years ago. Dinosaurs walked on the same rocks that we walked on at the cottage. As a family, we built the cottage together. Each of us had a job. I was a preschooler, but I too had a job. My job was to pick up all the nails that were on the ground and put them in a bucket. And I would get 25 cents for every 25 nails I picked up. I learned that my brother would drop a lot of nails, so I just stood beside him with my bucket. The cornerstones of our cottage were made from the large rock base with concrete block pillars. On the right corner, my dad poured some concrete on the rock so that he could write Noble, 1969. I remember my dad created a stone fence and carefully selected stones from the wall. He would reject those that were odd-shaped or too round to go on the wall. Over the years of owning the cottage and as I got older, I worked with my dad to build other buildings. And we created other cornerstones. Near our cottage was a quarry that was filled with quartz and marcasite. Stones were a big part of the experience of being at the cottage, and I have a lot at home, but I just have a few of the stones from the cottage. I have a really big one that my niece, when she was 4, gave Grandpa, but it's at home, so. I wasn't going to put it in my car to bring it here. We didn't have a sandy beach. We had a rocky shore that went when we went swimming. Stones have always marked my life. I've always collected them. And so I have stones that you saw from the cottage, from Clark Lake, which was the site of one person that I knew of who passed away when she went through the ice. My pastoral charge was actually not that far from the cottage, and I had 4 churches, Maynooth, Lake St. Peter, Madawaska, and Whitney. I lived in Whitney, which is the eastern gate of Algonquin Park. I used to visit an artist and her husband. Her husband was quite ill, and I used to visit them regularly. And after he passed away, I would visit her regularly. She was an amazing artist who created these beautiful landscapes, especially flowers. And so when I was leaving that pastoral charge and going to another one near Coburg, she gave me a rock painted with flowers, which I still have, which is right here. Beautiful flowers that she painted. She said these are the best rocks to paint on because they're so smooth. And she actually got it from Grafton, Ontario, on the shores of Lake Ontario. Grafton was one of the two churches that I was going to at the time. And on the spot where she got this rock, we used to have our Easter sunrise services. Yeah, pretty cool. I have worked with some incredible ministers, some of them for many years. I worked with Bill Bruce for 8 years. We had a great partnership. And some for a short period of time. Bill Stedman came to Thornhill United Church for a brief time, and he was only with us for about 8 months. And I understand he was here as a minister. When Bill was leaving, he gifted me with this. It's a putter stone from his cottage. These are the living stones of my life. Each of us have our own living stones. Each of us contributes ourselves to the living stones of others. Together, we are building the foundation of the hub. The living stones of what we are building will live on in the foundations of others. The foundation that began with Peter, the rock, which means, Peter means rock. And that's the rock that Jesus built the church on. Amen. We are hurried by the Passover story with its hurry and holiness. We are invited by the Passion story with its betrayal, denial, and Roman crucifixion, and the remembering in the bread and cup that Jesus used to keep in our minds always.
We are invited by Eucharist stories throughout the years from communities of faith gathered in catacombs, cathedrals, and around campsites, and from communities around the world who share a supper of wheat loaf, paper-thin host, rice cake, or tortilla.
Jesus gathered with his friends to share a meal together. He took a cup, blessed it, and shared it with them, saying, "This is my cup. When you drink this, remember me in love." And then he took the bread, blessed it, and shared it with them, saying, "This is the bread of life. When you eat this bread, remember me."
God, enter with your wild and holy truth into this Eucharist of joy, that it may become your presence in us. Break us like love, pour us out like healing. Risen Savior, live in us that we may live in you. Amen.
The bread of love, broken for you.
And the cup of grace shared with you.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Come, for all things are ready. And come forward, and you're going to take a piece of bread and dip it in the cup. Come, all things are ready.
Thank you.
Let us pray together the prayer after communion. God, we thank you for the bread we taste and the words we hear, for the cup in which we drink, metaphor and mystery, healing and haste, the gratitude of our spirits and the blessings of our lives. Amen. And let us join together in singing hymn number 331, In Your Voices United, The Church is One Foundation, verses 1, 4, and 5. Into the world to be a living stone for someone else, and know that you may be the only gospel your neighbor reads this week. So write the vision and make it plain. Go in peace, go in love. The coronation of our King, King Charles III, let us sing together, God Save the King.